Thank you. The next guy to come out here is one of the original founders of Farm Aid. He's been to 22 Farm Aids. One of the most prolific songwriters of our rock and roll times. We've all listened to his songs and throughout our entire lives. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Neil Young.
Welcome to Farm Aid, everybody. Thanks for coming. I come down from the misty mountain. I got lost on the human highway. Take my head, refreshing fountain. Take my eyes from what they see. Take my hand, change my mind.
Thank you. Thank you, friends. Good to be here in New York City. I'm so glad that we're here finally. After 22 years, we finally made it. Got my good friend Ben Keith here on the dobro. My beautiful wife Peggy singing and playing with me here tonight. He does most of the shopping. And yeah, we try to buy good food whenever we can, and we know that when we do that, we're supporting family farms generally, because those big old corporate farms, they don't grow good food because they fill it full of chemicals. So that's serious stuff. That's why we're here. That's why we've been here for 22 years trying to tell people it's good to eat good food and save the family farm. An uphill battle, folks. But it's been a long trip, and it's been a good one. Nice water here in New York City. Comes right out of the tap. That's a beautiful thing. The reason why it's great, and it's the best water of any city in the USA, is a very simple reason, and it tells the farm aid story. All the farms along that river, along the watershed up there, they're all sustainable. They're not like factory farms. But you have to be that way to keep your water clean. If you'd like you to buy food from those kind of farms and feed your family good, clean food, that's what our message is. Working hard every day, never notice how the time slips away. People call, seasons go, we got something that'll never grow old. I don't care if the sun don't shine and the rain comes pouring down on me and mine, 'cause our kind of love never seems to get old. It's better than silver and gold. Treasure chest, not so heavy that I had to rest. I let it slip away from me. Didn't need it anyway, so I let it slip away. I don't care if the sun don't shine and the rain comes pouring. Silver and gold. Moms, moms everywhere, I love to feed those kids the best food they can find. Try to make it from a family farm or a sustainable farm. When you go in and you see it conventional growing, and then there's, you know, sustainable growing. Conventional growing is what happens with things that are grown out of the United States using all kinds of chemicals and then imported in here and used by a lot of supermarkets. And sustainable growing is the kind of growing that lets the land renew itself. And the food helps the land, and the food helps us. And we give back to the land, just like our brothers did, the people who were here before us. That's what Farm Aid's all about. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, the birds tell us a lot. I don't know if you spend much time looking at them, but you know, when they disappear, that's not a good thing. We used to have a lot of blackbirds on the lake out in front of my place when I first got it back in the 70s. These blackbirds with the red tips on their wings, and they're everywhere across the country. They don't have any favorite place. They just like hang out in near lakes and bulrushes and places where they can get what they need. And about 10 years ago, bluebirds disappeared from my lake, and I couldn't, or the blackbirds disappeared. I never did see a bluebird there. The blackbirds went away. I don't know what that means, but I'd like to get them back. So if you see them, give them a word from me. Send some over to Dave Matthews' place, too, because I think he'd like them.
Too far gone. think you'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down there. Thank you.
Changed meaning. It's changed its meaning. It used to be something else. But now, it's something else. So I like it. It's really a stupid song. It has hardly anything to it at all. Which is why I think that I'll be able to sing it here tonight. But if you'd like to sing it with me, and you don't have the words down after the first verse, then you might try some ginkgo biloba or something. Anyways, what's Farm Aid's all about is homegrown food. Food that your neighbor grows, food that your farmer outside the city grows. It doesn't have to go here from Chile or Peru or somewhere on a big old ocean liner or some airplane or something. It doesn't have to use all that fuel, all that packaging, all that air conditioning, all that energy to get food to you and completely pollute the planet while it's doing it. That is not necessary. We can move on. It's time to move on. We've got food right around us. It's everywhere. We've got to use our own food grown by our own people. People say, well, we want to feed the world. We're the United States of America. We would like to feed the world. And that would be great, except it's not working. Because our big corporate companies, they're trying to feed the world, but they're putting all the chemicals in it. And then they talk to these third world countries and they say, hey, why don't you just not grow your food? Because we'll give you food. You just grow cash crops and we'll pay you money. And then you can, you know, we'll make sweaters out of it, we'll ship it to China, and we'll put it on a boat, we'll bring it back, it'll be great. You'll make lots of money. But if you don't do the right thing, then we'll stop giving you the food. Anyway, homegrown's all right with me.
Think I'll go out to Alberta, weather's good there in the fall. I've got some friends that I could go working for.
Too much for you.
And those winds seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. If the good times are gone, and I'm not far moving on, I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. You could meet me if I send you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, not too much for you to do. And those winds sure can blow cold way out there. For strong winds seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. If the good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on, I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What is next?